Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, as a parent, there are some things I do out of sight of my kids, like sneak snacks into my bedroom at night for Christy and myself to enjoy while we watch a show. Well, our kids are old enough that the gig is up for us now. The kids know about our late night snack fest. So now we just tell them, well, this is just what parents do, and you can do it too when you become a parent. But one of the features of Christianity is that none of the main events of Christianity were done in a corner, hidden from the public or public officials. This argument was one of Paul's arguments before King Agrippa. Paul knew that Agrippa was familiar with the prophets of the Old Testament and the events of the life of Jesus. Listen to what Paul says in Acts chapter 26, verse 26. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly. For I'm persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. What Paul is proclaiming is that the events of Christianity, and maybe even his personal life and ministry, were not unknowable, but they were public knowledge. There were no secret handshakes or rituals. Jesus even made this same claim before he was arrested. He walked the streets of Jerusalem. He taught in the temples. He was executed publicly. He arose from the dead and appeared to more than 500 people. Paul taught publicly and from house to house. Christianity is not meant to be a private religion. It's a personal one, but not a private one that stays tucked away in the corners of your heart and life. Jesus came publicly, and we proclaim him publicly. Yes, there are times when Paul was snuck out of town to preserve his life. And yes, there are places in this world where we are more restricted and careful in our public witness. But it's so that we can continue to keep a witness going in those places, all under the direction of the Lord. Christ loved his people in public. Paul fulfilled his mission in public. And so let's go public, people, with our faith in our very public Savior. As you pray today, please remember Alicia and Chris Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Tagalog LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.